Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Donovan from Linwood is. Donovan, are you there?
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, Donovan.
Hell yeah.
All right, Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Donovan has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yeah.
How old must you be to obtain a driver's license in Washington?
16.
Correct. In what U.S. state was the Ragu spaghetti sauce produced?
New Jersey.
No.
New York.
Yes. How many fingers are extended in the Boy Scout salute?
2.
No.
3.
Yes. After William McKinley was assassinated, who became the youngest president of the United States?
Bass.
Kerry King of Slayer was born on this day in 1964, making him how old today?
64 would be 51?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, say it again.
51?
No.
61.
Yes. What does barley become when prepared for brewing?
Pass.
In The Princess Bride, who did Inigo Montoya want to kill?
Oh, no. Love that movie. Pass.
Which small flightless bird that shares its name with a fruit is also the national symbol of New Zealand?
The kiwi.
Yes. Conjunctivitis is better known as what?
An eye infection.
Can you be more specific?
Infection of the conjunctiva.
Well, you know what? Donovan, you got 5 correct. You split it right down the middle.
All right. Sweet.
And here comes Steve.
Man, he's moving very slow this morning.
He is. There. That could be an indication that he is not ready.
You okay there, Steve?
What happened?
You're moving very slow this morning.
He's gathering his thoughts.
Yeah, we just watched you walk in just slowly from the other room. I felt like I did nothing different than usual times. I think you guys are just moving slow in your brains.
Steve,
I saw you guys wave. I walked on in. I do what I do every single day.
Steve, are you feeling ready?
Oh, yeah!
How old must you be to obtain a driver's license in Washington?
18.
No.
17.
No.
16.
Yes. In what U.S. state was the Ragu spaghetti sauce produced?
What?
What U.S. state was the Ragu spaghetti sauce produced?
Ragu, Washington.
No.
New York.
Yes. How many fingers are extended in the Boy Scout salute?
That'd be 1, Taryn, right?
No.
It's not this one?
No.
Danny, are you sure? It's not that one? No? 2.
No.
Oh, 3.
Yes. After William McKinley was assassinated.
Is it a shocker?
No.
Wow.
After William McKinley was assassinated, who became the youngest president of the United States?
Taft.
No.
Cleveland.
No.
Hoover.
No. Kerry King of Slayer was born on this day in 1964, making him how old today?
Oh, crap. 61?
Yes. What does barley become when prepared for brewing?
Beer.
No.
Wheat.
No.
Yeast.
No. In The Princess Bride, who did Inigo Montoya want to kill?
Huh?
In The Princess Bride, who did Inigo Montoya want to kill?
Andre the Giant.
No.
I don't know. I've never seen the movie.
Oh, my God. Steve, you got 4 correct.
Okay.
And that's a loss. 5-4.
I blame you.
Congratulations, Donovan.
Yay.
Very enthusiastic there. Steve, after William McKinley was assassinated, the youngest president of the United States was Theodore Roosevelt.
Okay.
And then barley becomes malt when prepared for brewing. In The Princess Bride, Inigo Montoya wanted to kill the six-fingered man, one that you did not get to. Which small flightless bird that shares its name with a fruit is also the national symbol of New Zealand?
Owl? Oh, kiwi.
Yes. And conjunctivitis is better known as?
Syphilis.
No. That would be pink eye.
Ah.
Hey, you know what? Donovan would look really smoking hot.
Oh, Danny's
wearing
it.
In the new I Beat Mig shirt. Danny's repping it today. And if you want to get yourself one, they are available exclusively in the Rock Shop at KISW.com.
The Daily Mig Show.
There's a cool new feature on the Odyssey app, and it allows you to leave us a voice message whenever you please. And we have been getting some messages on there, Steve. How's it going in there today?
Some making strange sounds, others asking about a very popular docuseries that's going on right now.
We're going to slide into our VMs after Smashing Pumpkins.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad, and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs. Daily Mix Show.
We would be absolutely delighted by your voice message, and it's very easy to leave one. All you got to do, download the free Odyssey app for your smartphone, and there's a feature right inside there that allows you to communicate with us via voice message.
Are you ready for the first voice message, Tyron Daly?
Been looking forward to it all morning, Steve.
All right, here's our first voice message through the Odyssey app.
Let's hear that again.
Oh, yeah, I totally understand what they're saying.
Can you translate for us?
No, absolutely not.
Can you recreate it?
I would just love, this is how my brain works. Whenever you get like weird messages or texts, I'm like, oh, what is going on in that person's day at that very moment that makes them decide, gonna pick up my phone, gonna get on that Odyssey app and do this.
Oh,
you could do better than that. All right, Danny, let's see how you can do it.
That was really good.
I don't know.
Your turn.
What are we doing?
Wow, you guys.
I'm going to start emo night with that sound every single time from now on. What's up, guys? Yeah, instead of. All right, all three of us together at the same time?
Yeah.
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Riveting.
Yeah, we are. We do have other voice messages. It's not like that's the only one. Are you ready for the next voice
message?
Okay.
Have any of you guys been watching this Pee Wee Herman documentary? I'm about halfway through it. Damn, what a great watch. Highly recommend it if you haven't seen it yet. Pee Wee Herman, rest in peace.
I have. Have you?
I have not, but it's very high on my list of things to watch.
I kept going back and forth because I grew up loving Pee Wee Herman. And you did as well. Okay,
oh, yeah.
So like, were you more the TV show or the movie fan?
TV show for me.
TV show. See, I think I lean more towards the first movie. If I had to pick something to go back and watch that was about Pee Wee Herman, I think I would lean more towards that than the TV show. Yeah, that was like the TV show was like my normal like get up routine. Like it would be on in the morning, we'd watch it, and we'd wait for the secret word and go crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, so great. It was so great. I had the Pee Wee Herman doll where you pull the string and then it would talk. I think it would say this. No, I did not actually say that. I'm sorry. But I just started watching a documentary, and I say just started. I tried watching it last week, and I lasted a couple of minutes, and I turned it off. I was I'm not feeling this. This is stupid. Because I was like, I don't know what I was expecting, but I wasn't feeling it at first. I'm like, you know, that's not fair to only give something like 5 minutes and then give up on it, especially when I see so many of my friends are raving about this docuseries. Mm-hmm. And it's on Max, and it's about his life. And apparently, like, he did 40 hours of, like, interviews a couple of years ago. and talked to this director and all this stuff, knowing full well that he had cancer and he was dying, but he didn't tell anybody, including the director of the film. So, like, all this was done, like, leading up to his death, like, I think mainly so that he could get his story out before he leaves this planet. And it's a fascinating watch. Like, when I went back and finally watched it, it's long. Like, I'm about halfway through the first part. I think it's two parts. And we're just now getting into him being Pee-wee Herman.
Wow.
Like, it was about his childhood. It was about this. It was about that. Him doing improv comedy, trying to be a serious actor, like, doing serious roles. But it's a really good watch. I think what threw me off at first, it's really, when you think of documentaries, I think of, like, a lot of talking heads. Mm-hmm. There's a couple here and there, but it's really just him. And at times, he's a total douche to the director who's interviewing him. Ooh. But I realize that he's just effing with the guy.
Yeah.
Like, he's just being Pee-wee. Like, he's just being Paul Rubens. Like, he's very eclectic. He's very unique. In fact, here's Entertainment Tonight did a piece about this docuseries.
New revelations about Pee-wee Herman's secret life.
I hid behind an alter ego.
In a new docuseries filmed before his death nearly 2 years ago, the actor who died from lung cancer at 70 comes out as gay, but says he kept it a secret because of his career.
Not only is being different okay, let's celebrate it.
Pee-wee.
The crazy part is, like, watching this, like, he was very out at one point, but then went back in the closet because he felt like it was good. Like, when he was first starting in the world of, like, you know, acting and things along those lines, he had no issue with letting people know who he was. But then I guess as he started getting more serious about it, he thought, oh, I should probably pull back so I don't lose out on opportunities, which I thought was kind of a crazy story to see.
Yeah.
I didn't know any of that about Paul Rubens.
Pee-wee as himself, streaming now on Max, also includes a voice recording Paul made the day before he died, saying he wanted to make the doc, quote, to let people see who I really am and how painful and difficult it was to be labeled something that I wasn't. Remember, in 1991, he was arrested for indecent exposure in a theater, and in 2002, he pleaded guilty to possession of obscene material.
I lost control of my anonymity.
Paul felt that the kind of controversy...
And that's the director right there talking.
Yeah.
I felt that the kind of controversies around his arrest had become an unfortunate footnote to his creative life.
Other revelations? That iconic tequila dance scene was totally improvised. And his famous name?
Okay, first of all, I think it's funny that they're talking about, like, he got in trouble with doing things in the theater, this, that, and the other thing. Oh, and his dance was improvised. It's like, such like a going from one extreme to the other in this report.
Oh, totally.
But that's kind of, he was a big improv guy.
Yeah.
They like the Groundlings and things along those lines.
Totally improvised. And his famous name?
And I thought, Pee-wee Herman sounds so weird that it sounds real.
Yeah, I guess I'm not spoiling anything, but like the Herman was like the last name of a kid that he knew that he thought was kind of a strange cat. And so he thought that'd be funny to have Pee-wee's last name be Herman. And he's like, I like the name because it didn't seem like a made-up name. I'm like, well, Pee-wee does sound like a very strange first name, though.
FYI.
Yeah. But you know what I didn't realize? The one thing that, as far as, like, watching this docuseries, I didn't realize, like, he came up part of, like, the same group with Elvira.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
Remember Elvira?
Yeah.
Apparently, she was an improv person, and she was kind of, like, on her way up, and they were, like, together, not, like, a relationship, but they were up. They were a crew together.
That's very cool. Look at all these factoids. Now I'm going to have to watch the whole thing,
I'll be honest. Like, at first, I didn't want to. I was ready to give up on it because I was like, I'm not feeling this. And then I'm glad I continued to watch it because it's a really interesting. And it just shows the brilliance of Paul Rubens. Like, just how funny that guy was. And just, you know, I mean, just how just watching him develop the Pee-wee character. And it's a lot of cool old footage as well. So I think you guys will get a kick out of that, especially if you're a Pee-wee Herman fan.
I'm putting it on the list.
Do you remember when he came back from MTV?
Yes.
That was one of the, like, when he disappeared for a while because of the movie theater incident. I don't know how else to describe it. And then he comes back as Pee-wee Herman for, like, the VMAs or the MTV Music Awards or whatever it was. And he says, like, heard any good jokes lately? And I'm like, gosh.
Oh, man.
So
just
great.
Brilliant.
Yeah. One of the best.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are going to be at T-Mobile Park on Wednesday, June 18th. The Mariners are playing the Red Sox that day. So we invite you to play hooky from work and come kick it with us.
That's right. It's an afternoon game.
It sure is. And we have this really cool offer where $2 of every ticket sold is going to benefit the KISW Bike MS team through the National MS Society. So if you want to join us at the ballpark, go root on the Mariners as we take on the Red Sox. Get all the details on the game June 18th at KISW.com.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Danny V is back. And if you're curious, last week he was down in New Mexico visiting his daughter Lily, gearing up to bring her back to Seattle for the summer.
Yep.
And before, Danny, you made it back to the Pacific Northwest. You guys did a little detour at the airport. You went somewhere different. And we have some audio.
What were you telling me?
Me?
Yeah, just now.
That over here, Southwest Spirit, and all the way back there is Alaska to check bags.
This is Southwest.
We're not going on Southwest.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
What if we're going somewhere on Southwest instead of Seattle? First of all, I'm very impressed that she's even knows what like plane takes you where, because I wouldn't. I'm like, I don't know, where are we going? Okay, sounds good.
That is fair. Every time we go to our big radio convention, you get lost at the airport.
I do. I'm just like, tell me where to go. I have no idea what point. They're like, what airline are you taking? No clue. Let me check my ticket.
We're going to California.
We're going to Disneyland.
Actually?
Yeah. We're going there right now. You and me, daddy-daughter trip to Disneyland. Congratulations on graduating fifth grade.
Thank you.
Damn it, I wish I would have graduated fifth grade.
Now, Danny sent us this video, and I think you and I were both in tears watching.
Yeah, we have a bone to pick with you. You sent us this during the show last week. I think it was like on Friday.
Yeah, we left on Friday.
Yeah, so you sent us the video, and full disclosure, I was watching it while in the bathroom at the urinal.
Sure, of course. Where you watch videos.
Yes, I've got all the time in the world. It takes a while. And I'm like, am I really going to start tearing up while at the urinal? Like, I hope nobody else walks in. Otherwise, it's going to be like this strange thing of like a tear coming down my eye while I'm standing at the urinal. They're like, Steve, it's going to be okay.
Size doesn't matter, Steve.
You already have a wife. It's the motion of the ocean, man. You don't need to cry about it at your age. And you were crying in the studio when I walked back in. How was it?
Oh, first off, I don't know. I mean, I guess you could hear it in that audio better, but my voice just cracked immediately when I was telling her congratulations on graduating fifth grade. Just seeing her reaction was amazing. And the fact that I was able to keep it a secret for so long without her grandma telling her, because the only one that really knew was Lynn and her Grammy, and they both didn't say anything.
I'm impressed that grandma didn't say anything.
You and me both, yeah. Because she just tells Lily everything.
She's a loose cannon after all.
The trip was amazing, though. It was the best trip I could have taken her on. And just the fact that it was just me and her for 3 days at Disneyland and just kind of like, I was like, you can do whatever, we can do whatever we want. Like, we can stay all night. We could, you know, get snacks whenever we want, you know. And not saying that, like,
I don't have my girlfriend here slowing us down.
Girlfriend or Grammy. But they, like, girlfriend and Grammy need to take naps. And me and Lily were just like, no, we're going the whole time.
Right. First one to show up, last one to leave.
Oh, so great.
I mean, I have definitely watched those, like, Disney surprise videos on the internet with people I've never met before. So then to watch it happen with people that I know very well was so magical, Danny.
So it was the whole flight had to have been her just talking about what she wants to do at Disney.
Honestly, it was her just saying, I can't believe we're going to Disneyland. Like, I can't believe we're actually going to Disneyland. And it was one of those flights that, of course, we had to have a layover in Phoenix. And she's just like, Dad, we need to get to the gate right now. Come on, we need to go.
I'm like, we can't miss this flight.
We don't want Starbucks. okay, we can stop for Starbucks, but then we got to get to the gate because we got to get to Disneyland.
That's amazing. And then the joke was on her because you were sitting first class and she was in the back of the plane.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah. She was actually throwing the bags. It was pretty great.
Did your parents ever throw down a sick surprise for you?
Hell no. You didn't graduate fifth grade and you go to Disneyland?
No. They took me once to Hershey Park, and that was like the closest we got to Disney. Even though they promised me many times, if you do X, Y, and Z, we'll take you to Disneyland. And I accomplished those things that they said I should do, and they never took me, which is a big part of why I love taking Tatum to Disney, Disney World, Disneyland, because it's like I remember how much I wanted to go and how bummed I was I didn't get to go. I don't know why, but as a kid, I feel like Disney is like Mecca.
Oh, for sure.
You know?
And it probably will be that way for a while. So it's you're good. You got all the years to surprise Tatum.
Which is great because I need to, like, you know, maybe take out a second loan.
Let's not talk about that, Steve.
But you said we were talking about how, like, this is something that your mom did for you as well, in a sense.
Yeah, when I was 10, my mom, we went to California every year to go visit my aunts and stuff. But it was just like the beach days, you know. And when I was 10 years old, she took me to Disneyland. And it was just me and her. We went to Disneyland. She drove my aunt's car. So scared to drive on the California highways. We get to Disneyland and we got to go. And it was one of those trips that I still remember to this day. Mm. I remember little things. And like that was such a special trip for me. Yeah. And that's why this one for me was like, I want to take her before she loses the magic. Like, you know, yeah, at certain ages, it's fun to go to Disneyland when you're 16, but you're going with your friends. She still wanted to go with me. And is the one of the
dad has a wallet that can afford the things she wants and not her. Her friends can't do that.
One of the biggest things was there was grad night happening in California. Oh, so they do like, you know, grad night for all the high schools that are graduating. And she goes, Dad, if I was having grad night, would you come with me? And I was like, well, I can't. And she's like, why not? And I was like, well, because it's only for like the, you know, your graduation. And she's like, but I would want you to come with me. And I was like, oh, I can't lose this.
So now you're trying to figure out how to pose as a 12-year-old.
I mean, luckily, I still dress like one, so we're good.
So you can sneak into this whole event.
I'm very curious about other surprises that maybe our listeners have given their kids. So did you ever get to do that? Did you surprise your kids with something cool? Or maybe what was the coolest surprise your parents did for you? Call now, 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.
Inspired by Danny surprising his daughter with a trip to Disneyland, we want to hear from you. What is that cool surprise that you gave your kids or the coolest surprise your parents gave you? Call in now, 206-803-ROCK, and we'll take your calls after Green Day. What is the coolest surprise you gave your kids or the coolest surprise your parents gave to you? Call 206-803-ROCK to tell us your story. Steve, we have someone on hold who won some tickets to KISW, a show from KISW,
okay,
and surprised their child with them.
Awesome.
We're going to find out what show it was in just a moment. But first, let's talk to Kirsten in Kent. Kirsten, what's the cool surprise that your parents gave you or that you gave to your kids?
First off, love the show, guys.
Thank you.
And also, it's not really, I didn't surprise a kid, nor was I surprised, but I actually surprised my sister for her birthday. She lives in California at the time, and I planned with her boyfriend. She did not know I was coming. They went to pick up a friend of his at the airport, and it was me, and she started crying when she realized.
That's awesome.
I love that.
I am a sucker for those military videos whenever it's like, you know, all of a sudden like the husband or the wife or whoever shows up and surprises everyone, either the kids or the family. I'm like, man, thanks a lot.
Me too. I know, and I'm still sad. I'm still mad at myself for not recording it, but I just will never forget her face when she realized, like, it took her so long to realize I was actually, like, I was right in front of her.
Wait, so you did the surprise not for Instagram likes? I'm very shocked.
Those are different times.
What kind of person are you, you monster?
206-803-ROCK. Adam from Shelton, what's the cool surprise that you gave to your kid?
So, last year, I happened to win tickets to Jelly Roll from you guys, and my daughter had been begging to go, but she knew that we weren't going to be able to go because we had Metallica that weekend, and the tickets were expensive. So on her birthday in May, we had already won the tickets. I managed to keep it a secret, and we hit a printed out fake ticket that looked like Ticketmaster's old school tickets. and a box of the Little Debbie like strawberry shortcake jelly rolls. And after she'd done her presents and cake and everything, she was handing those out to her siblings and found the ticket inside. She, her jaw dropped open. She just, tears started coming out of her eyes. Not a word, nothing. She took off into her bedroom.
Oh.
Came out about 5 minutes later. And so we got to have a daddy-daughter three-day weekend up in Seattle and see my favorite band and her favorite artist.
That is so cool. How delicious are those strawberry shortcake jelly rolls?
They, you know, those were the best ones I'd ever had.
I don't think I've ever had them.
I don't think I have either.
I think we got to fix that.
Oh, absolutely. 206-803-ROCK. Rose from Tacoma, what was the coolest surprise you gave to your kid?
I managed to get him a limited edition Dungeons & Dragons guidebook signed by the entire team that writes those books at Wizards of the Coast. These books, they always release a guidebook, and then they release a limited edition cover that they only make like 1,000 of, and they are incredibly hard to procure, and I managed to get one. And I have a friend who has a friend that works at Wizards, and he got the book signed by the entire D&D team.
How cool is that?
That's awesome, yeah. Rose. Tara, yeah. What about you? What, any surprises that you've done for Barrett yet?
I mean,
or is there something that maybe I'm picturing like your dad being the one that would surprise you with something?
My parents did one for me when I turned 16. I didn't think there was any chance I was getting a car. You know, single income, four kids. Like, we didn't have, you know, a bunch of money or anything like that. So I didn't think I was getting a car. Little did I know, my parents, they bought my cousin's piece of crap car that I was going to now take over and start driving. But they hid it in the garage. And let me tell you what kind of an undertaking that was. Our garage was so crammed full of crap from four children, camping gear, the whole thing. Like, you couldn't fit a car in the garage.
So they cut it
out. They somehow managed to reorganize the garage to the point where we could fit a car in there. So then on my 16th birthday, they hit the garage door opener and there was this really sweet 1991 Nissan Sentra.
Hell yeah, though. Did it have a ribbon on it?
It did have a ribbon on it. And then I got to like decorate it with some cool stuff. Like, I put like, you know, dice on the rear view mirror and a steering wheel cover and made it my own. But it might have been a piece of crap car, but it got me from point A to point B for my entire high school career.
Say, how long did you have that
pretty
car
much
for?
All of high school. It was great.
That's so great.
So awesome.
I don't mean to one-up Danny because I know he just surprised his daughter with Disneyland tickets. But, you know, I do have to share the time that I did something for my daughter and surprised her. And she still brings it up to this day and still wears it as much as possible and brags about it. It's the time that I went to Walmart and got her a $5 Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle shirt that she wasn't expecting to get. And when I came home, I tell you, she lost her freaking mind.
Oh, my gosh.
So maybe you tried too hard.
I did really try way too hard.
You should just went to Disney, to Walmart and get like a Disney shirt for Lily and you would have been fine.
I don't think I would have, Steve.
You're probably right.
206-803-ROCK. What's the coolest surprise you gave to your kids or the coolest surprise that your parents did for you? Let's chat with Laura from Seattle. What's that story for you?
Hi, so I took my daughter to Ireland for her high school graduation.
What?
Yes, but so my sister, who doesn't have kids, when my kids were really young, she liked to tell them, if and when you graduate high school, I'm going to take you on big elaborate trip. She'd tell my daughter she was taking her on African safari. So as we got close to my daughter's graduation and no word from my sister, I thought I had to step in and do something. So I planned this trip to Ireland, but I didn't tell my daughter where we were going until we got to the gate.
So where did she think she was going?
Well, we flew from SeaTac to Vancouver and then Vancouver to Dublin. So we get to SeaTac and we get to the gate and it says Vancouver. She's like, what are we going to do in Vancouver? And I said, well, there are these things called layovers. Well, yeah, but what are we going to do there for a week? I said, well, okay, you're not catching on. But the gate agent ruined it. We go to check in, and he says, okay, so final destination Dublin? And she turns to me, and her jaw just drops.
Okay, but I have to ask, then, what happened? Did you ever hear back from your sister? Did she just ghost it and never talk about it again?
I'm waiting to rub it into her, you know, to see if she takes my son. She said she's taking him to the Galapagos. So we'll see if she comes through on that one.
I don't believe her.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Daily Mix Show.
Would you like a shot at beating Steve Miggs this morning? Were you listening to the men's room yesterday at 5:40 to get three correct answers for the game in the cheat sheet? Well, Steve, right now your record is 180 wins, 60 losses, and 42 ties in 2025. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like a shot at beating Miggs at 750.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.